All right, Molly, are you ready?
Ready for what?
Are you ready to go back in time?
Oh boy.
I'm Christine Anderson, marketing coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and this is Molly.
Hi.
Senior formulation chemist, and this is an oldie. Not an oldie in that we have made it old.
That makes grandmothers come to mind.
Yeah. Yes. So this is the cold cream cleanser. It is formulation number 3008. And I was reading about these, and the first one was like, they're 100 years old. The Pond's cold cream cleanser is 100 years old.
No, they have. They've been around for decades. But they've had a modern resurgence. People are using them again.
By who? Not millennials.
We could start it.
Let me add this to my routine.
I mean, these are emulsions of high concentrations of mineral oil. So they're really good at dissolving away makeup. And because it's a cream, they wipe away from the skin really easily without you having to scrub or really tug at the skin a lot. So they're really good for giving you really soft, smooth skin at the same time you're removing makeup. And now people are also using them for a lot of more unconventional uses, like I've heard foundation primer, lip balm, shaving.
Yeah. So I read that this kind of replaced the use of Vaseline because a lot of people use Vaseline on their skin. And so
that's news to me.
Yeah. So I thought maybe this was like a more makeup-y-ish Vaseline.
Sure. Yeah. Those are kind of similar things. So that makes sense.
Yeah. It's very similar to, we've put a lot of the ingredients in here that we've put in some of our other lotions that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
So it has our Colifax CPE, which is the acetyl phosphate. Our cholipid ST, which is the stearimidopropyl PG dimonium chloride phosphate.
Mm-hmm. So those two are your co-emulsifiers. The CPE gives it more of a kind of silky, powdery afterfeel, which helps with there's a typical greasy feel with cold cream, so that helps with that. And then the cholipid ST also acts as a skin conditioner. So getting smooth, soft skin is a big part of cold creams.
And then we have our Colmoist 200, which is our hydroxypropyl bis hydroxy ethyl dimonium chloride. I'm getting really good at these inky names. So, of course, you know, that's keeping in moisture.
Right. And cationic, this is a wipe-off type of formula. So the Colmoist being cationic is going to give you longer-lasting hydration than something like glycerin would.
So this is a two-part system. Talk about making this formulation, because you had to add the mineral oils second.
Right. There's a water phase and an oil phase. Both phases are put together separately. Both are heated, and then the oil phase is added slowly to the water phase. And you homogenize and cool and
so typical, yada, yada. Like our similar to like our coconut oil face cream.
Yes, a similar system, just a higher oil load in here. And again, it's using the mineral oil, which is good for dissolving the makeup.
So is it pretty, you know, you can add, is it pretty like flexible with whatever fragrance you want to use?
It's always hard to say in an emulsion because certain fragrances can break it and some will be completely fine. So it really just depends. I mean, we're using a pretty low use level in there, just 0.2%. So if you were going to go up on that, you would have to monitor the stability and make sure that it was going to be okay.
And this isn't super, so the feeling of this, it's not like a lotion, like you can't pump it out. Like you actually have to scoop it out with your fingers. And it's almost like,
it is very thick, very creamy.
It kind of reminds me of, this is gross, of Crisco. Like, you have to scoop it out of the tub.
It is more like a mask than a lotion. Yeah.
Yeah. So, whenever I see cold cream cleansers, it always reminds me of the old movies where the woman sitting down at the vanity and she's just, like, continuing to scoop it out, which I never knew. That's what
And they use it on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh,
have you been watching
yes,
that?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, you
yes,
see them slather it on there.
I still, you know, I still don't understand it, but it's okay. That's fine. Oh, and another fun fact. In 2018, I looked this up. They had a jar sold every 15 seconds. They did the calculations.
Oh.
Like, who was buying these? But anyways, enough of that. Maybe one day. In 30 years, we'll use one.
I'm using it now.
So, yeah, this is formulation number 3008. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.